Welcome to Elevations, bringing new perspectives to science, technology, education, and the arts. I'm Amy Reynolds. Justin Hilton started his career as an architectural designer, and he worked with the Rock Hall, Cleveland Brown Stadium, the Great Lakes Science Center, and many others. He then became an assistant professor and coordinator of architectural design and orientation at Kent State University, garnering multiple outstanding teaching award nominations along the way. Now he's a senior administrator for community outreach at Kent State University. He's deeply involved in coordinating Kent State's developing partnership with the Akron Public Schools. And that's what we want to talk about today. Welcome to Elevations, Justin.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Can you give us an overview of Kent State's partnership with the Akron Public Schools and how this got started?
Sure. It really stemmed from a pretty bold goal from the public school system, which was to become the number one urban public school system in the nation. They began to sort of do some research and to seek out best practice models across the nation, and they found the College and Career Academies model. Our president, of course, Bev Warren, who's desperately interested in connecting with pre-college programming, she piqued an interest, and that collaboration has led to the partnership that we now have today, and we are assisting at the K-12 level to create an impactful urban school system within Akron.
Tell me a little bit more about how a career academy works.
It works almost like a college does. Obviously, we're Kent State University, so we're one university. And within it, we have multiple colleges. And within each college, there are multiple career pathways, right? And so all of the high schools will have within them certain academies, about 3 to 5 academies. Each academy will be themed very much like our colleges are. And then within each academy are certain pathways, very much like career pathways or degrees in college. And so every single student in their 8th grade year will make a selection as to which of the 8 high schools that they want to attend for high school based on which academies and pathways exist within that high school.
And Kent State is partnering with specific schools then within the system?
The partnership began with Firestone. Firestone was essentially the design arts and technology academies within Firestone High School. And those, of course, align with some of Kent State's strongest programs and colleges here. So we thought that was a natural fit. But what we've noticed over the last year or so is that our partnership is beginning to expand across all 8 of the high schools. So it'll be full district.
How many students are at Firestone now, and how many across the district is Kent State engaging with?
We're engaging with them all. I mean, we're talking about thousands and thousands of students throughout the entire district. We're very, very excited to affect these students in a way that allows them to be more ready for post-secondary education and for those that don't pursue that to go right into high-demand, high-wage jobs within Northeast Ohio.
Are you seeing impact already? I know this is a fairly new partnership.
Absolutely. It's actually launching in the fall, but we fortunately have been working with Firestone for about a year now. And we've had about 25 unique engagements that have touched about 3,500 parents, students, faculty, staff.
Can you give me an example of what a unique engagement is? What does that look like?
That's a great question. One unique engagement is that we have a campus visit day. All of the freshmen within Firestone come to Kent State. They spend about a half a day here. And we really sort of introduce them to what college is, some of the differentiations between high school and college. But we're also giving them unique experiences within the colleges that align with their academies and pathways so that they can better understand and explore potential careers.
I assume it will also move beyond the high school level?
Correct. The goal is to go from the high school down to the middle school within the College and Career Academy model. So even though we're launching at the high school level, we're definitely looking to push this down to the middle school level.
Do you have any favorite stories that you can share?
Well, I have to say there was one student who came here during our summer program, which we call a Design Arts and Technology Summer Program. They essentially are treated like college students. So they're living inside of the residence halls. They're eating inside of the food establishments. They're interacting and being taught by college professors. There's mentoring from college students, that whole process. And this particular student was at Firestone. He's within the Akron School of the Arts. So he thought his life was going to be really about the performance arts. But he came here and he experienced the College of Communication and Information. And he said that completely changed the direction of his passion and interest. And so he now thinks that he's going to go into a career that has to do with communication. And he said that was life-changing for him.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
What do you see as coming up next with this partnership?
I think as we launch wall to wall, I think one of the most important things that we're going to be doing is working with the teachers as well as just the students. Obviously, you know, we think of education from a student perspective, right? Kent State has a masterful expertise as it pertains to teaching teachers how to teach. And so because this is a new model and the academics are new in terms of delivery and content, I think one of the things that I'm excited about is connecting our colleges and the expertise that they have to the teachers at the high school level that are going to be teaching this kind of content. So that's coming up on the horizon.
From your perspective as someone who does a lot of community outreach, and that's really your job here at Kent State, why does this matter?
To be frank with you, it directly aligns with both the mission and the vision of Kent State University. And as Bev Warren is leaving the university, her tenure was really anchored in five strategic priorities, one of which was directly affecting the local community. And so that's what we're doing. And so I think the specific intentionality of helping high school students to take most advantage of post-secondary education is one of the things that we actually should be obligated to do. And so I applaud Kent State for doing that. And whether they come to Kent State or whether they go somewhere else really doesn't matter to us. We just want to be a partner in creating an opportunity for them to be most successful when they get to post-secondary education.
It's exciting to see what they can do.
Absolutely. I mean, they're the next generation of world changers.
Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We've been talking with Justin Hilton, Senior Administrator for Community Outreach at Kent State University. Elevations is produced by Joe Gunderman, John Nungesser, and Ellie Ellis. I'm Amy Reynolds, Dean of Kent State's College of Communication and Information. Join us every Saturday morning on 89.7 WKSU.